Okay, so and
I totally get, I completely get Weiler. Don't worry. I understand entirely your argument on Weiler. I'm just trying to figure out from my perspective why you care. If I were to think that Weiler doesn't make sense logically to create an estoppel in those sets of circumstances, I can't do anything about that on a panel, but I have to do it in bank, right? But if I guess what I'm wondering is, does the agency really care if we overturn Weiler? Is it some sort of awful thing if we were to do that in bank, not as a panel?
Sure.
Yes, why?
Yes, the agency cares. Because when you make that restriction requirement, you have signaled to the public that the only invention that you're going to get in this application, in this patent, is the invention that you elected. Again, you've made that agreement. That agreement is with the public.
But,
so
but
if
you've signaled that you're not going to go after the two as to which there was a restriction requirement. But as to where there's no restriction requirement, the public's always under 251 at risk of the possibility that, as you said, STATS says, that you can come back and seek a reissue, including a divisional reissue.
I have to disagree, Your Honor. You signaled that you are going to get in your application only those claims to the distinct invention that you elected. Again, as Doyle explains, if you came back in your original application with those other claims, you cannot get those in your original application. You would have to file a divisional.
Right, but the oddity is that if there hadn't been a restriction, which is for the convenience of the examiner, none of this would be happening.
Sure.
And I doubt seriously if you're in a position today that you're authorized to tell us that the director has considered whether or not he would support as opposed to decline to support N. Ray Weiler if we had an in-bank argument, right?
Your Honor,
I mean, you're talking as though you're speaking for the director when you're saying that you believe N. Ray Weiler is fine law and should be maintained. I mean,
yes, we
right?
Yes, we
it will
believe
be another
in N. Ray
day.
Weiler.
When and if that day arises that the court in-bank considers N. Ray Weiler, then the director may have one or more different views, right?
That's entirely true, Your Honor. I just want to be clear,
Can I just say one thing? The patent law is full of rules and regulations. There's no question about that. In fact, when I first walked up to patent law in 1990, I thought it was sort of something straight out of 1800s in England because of all the strange rules. Patent applicants know about ARETA, right? And they know about Weiler, right? And from what you're telling us, there is an escape route in ARETA. That's through filing a divisional.
Yes, Your Honor.
There's an escape route in Weiler, file a continuation, right?
If you're during your original pendency, yes.
Yeah, if you still, you've got your thing alive and you get your co-pendency, it's also all of a sudden you realize, whoopsie-doo, I got this brand new invention. What Weiler does is to say, you better have your whoopsie-doo while it's all going on, not a year and a half or a year and three quarters after the patent issues.
That's right? Exactly right.
But everybody understands that.
I'm sorry?
Everybody understands that. All the people come in the patent office. So even if you have something that might not be perfect law, the players understand it.
Yes, Your Honor. The PTO is bound by that law, and with all due respect, the panel is bound by it as well.
And you're bound by N. Ray Weiler
while
it's on the books.